The oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico is pushing at least 12 miles into the marshes of Louisiana. Two colonies of pelicans are now coated in crude oil, and oil continues to spew into the Gulf. Many have compared the disaster to the 1989 Exxon Valdez spill off Alaska, but oil spills are a global phenomenon, and we may be able to learn from previous ones. Jay Holcomb is the executive director of the International Bird Rescue Research Center. He's now in Louisiana, but Mr. Holcomb has responded to spills all around the world.
A couple of places I've been has been Alaska and the Exxon spill, and of course, it affected the ecosystem for years to come. They're still studying it, and they're seeing species that are having trouble surviving because it affected the invertebrates and other things. So species like sea otters and pigeon guillemots are having trouble. We also worked on the Prestige spill in Spain 6 years back, and that was a catastrophic oil spill, and it just wiped out bird species. And then the other one that we worked on, which is somewhat similar, was the Treasure spill in South Africa, where we had 20,000 oil penguins that we cared for. And the oil was cleaned up fairly quickly, but what it did was it impacted the population of penguins, where it really knocked them down. We were able to get 19,500 of those birds back on their feet and released, but it didn't have the ongoing oil spill. And that brings us back to this one here, which is unique in that it keeps pumping oil out. It's like every day it's a new spill, so we're not sure where it's going to go.
And what about a country like Nigeria, where in the Niger Delta there seems to be, we hear reports anyway, of seemingly constant oil spills, at least leaks, where there are, you know, lots of barrels of oil that spill into the water per year?
Well, you know what happens in places like that, in my estimation, it's almost like having a bad immune system. Your body's just not immune, and it keeps having problems and so on. And when you keep killing off different parts of the ecosystem, then it has the domino effect on everything. And so it's this ongoing wearing down of the environment, of the natural systems that are at risk there. And in places like Nigeria, they don't catch oiled animals. They have enough human issues to deal with. And I'm not even sure what level they're studying the effects of the environment, but you know full well that it is impacting it seriously.
And Jay, when you say it's killing off parts of the ecosystems, what does oil kill pretty instantly?
Well, instantly it kills the animals that it gets in contact with. So like down here, the bird, you know, any bird anywhere, if it gets oil on it, what it does is it impairs their insulation. So it sticks their feathers together, and they can't stay warm, or they get too hot, either one. And they also can't stay buoyant. And in doing that, the birds don't eat, they get cold, they die. Well, with other animals, like out here, sea turtles have been known to eat oil because they eat jellyfish and things like that, and plants and other things and fish. And if those things have oil on it and they eat it, it seems like they don't necessarily have a sense of taste. They'll just gulp things down. So there's a real risk to sea turtles. Another big risk is that there's been whales and dolphins seen in the area of the heavy oil. And as we all know, when oil spills, that you can smell it. It has benzene and other products that kind of evaporate off. And when one of these animals comes up for air and sucks in a lung full of air, then it has potential of impacting them. So every species has its own. Of course, then the invertebrates, clams and fish and all those, if they're eating food that's contaminated by it, then you know it can affect their immune system, and therefore they're the basis of the food chain, so then it affects them.
Jay, can bird populations, assuming they're not endangered species, bounce back from an oil spill like this? I mean, these pelicans that are now coated in crude oil, do you expect them to make it out all right from this?
I don't know if they'd bounce back, but they can come back. I mean, you know, this pelican population is really interesting. Back in the 70s, this pelican population was almost completely wiped out, and they brought baby pelicans from Florida, and they raised them on these islands out here in Louisiana so that they would bond with the islands. And then when they matured, they'd come back and nest. And that started a whole new colony that's now in the thousands of birds. Now, what could happen is if these birds are wiped out at a significant level, there are ways to restore them slowly, but it takes time and it takes money. And these birds have been hit pretty hard with oil spills, with Katrina, with all these other things. So it's just a matter of time until you can get them back. But there's certainly the potential of a major impact on species like pelicans here.
Jay Holcomb with the International Bird Rescue Research Center. Thank you very much for your time, Jay.
Thank you, Marcus.